Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It's Wednesday, November 30th, and you're listening to NFL Total Access.
The podcast.
Those are the voices of today's special guests. Voice number one belongs to the pride of the Knights, the Miami Sunset High School Knights. She went from NFL cheerleader to local sports reporter. From there, she joined Telemundo, and from there, she joined us. She is the host of NFL Total Access and the co-host of the El Huddle podcast. She is MJ Acosta-Ruiz. Welcome back, MJ.
Man, I've lived a lot of lives, huh?
You really have. Voice number two belongs to the pride of the Patriots, the New England Patriots. He went from Long Beach Poly to Southern Cal to the fourth pick of the first round to four Super Bowls and three Super Bowl wins. He is the NFL record holder for playoff sacks. That's 16. And the NFL record holder for sacks in a single playoff game. That's 4.5. That's Willie McGinnis. Welcome back, Willie Mack.
What's up?
On today's show, we will finish what we started yesterday, which is to examine the merits and credentials, the wonderful and the worrisome, of every team currently smiling wide in the NFC playoff picture. Mike Robb and Mike Yam did the honors yesterday in the AFC. Willie and MJ get the responsibility today of breaking down the other side of the bracket. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do this. We begin with the NFC top seed, led by MJ's top candidate for MVP, Jalen Hurts.
He is going deep down the far side, and it is A.J. Brown again! Another touchdown!
Boom!
The Eagles are 10-1. They have won two straight games, their only loss to the Washington Commanders. They are balanced. They are physical. They lead the league in turnover differential. Willie, why will the 2022 Eagles do what the 2017 Eagles did and make a run to the Super Bowl?
Just because they have balance. We keep talking about how really good this team is on every single level, and they don't beat themselves. I mean, we can break down all the talent, the guys on the outside, the quarterback play, the rush yards, the defense, all the playmakers. But for a really good, well-coached football team, there's a couple things you can't do. You can't have self-inflicted things that hurt you as a team. Yeah. Turn the football over. You can't do stupid things to cause you to get personal fouls. You can't make mistakes in crucial situations. When a situation comes up, you got to know and be prepared to handle those situations, which we've seen a lot of teams this year fumble, whether it's play clock, whether it's the usage of timeouts, whether it's knowing what to do in certain situations of the game, special teams, whatever you can think of. This team seems to be well coached on all those different things, and they don't beat themselves. And they are a dark, dirty, physical football team.
You know, they have not hurt themselves all season, and yet we've seen just a little crack in the armor over the last few weeks. Seven turnovers over the last three games, tied for the most in the NFL over that span with
the Texans.
Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you, MJ, Willie makes a very compelling argument. you certainly must agree. Any concerns about a little turnover, a a little turnover bug lately?
I feel like those are things that you can clean up, right? My bigger concern for them down the stretch here is durability. I mean, we have 6 weeks left in the regular season, and all of the posts, they are balanced, yes, but as of late, we've seen a lot on the run, especially by Jalen Hurts, which, hey, by the way, he is as top-tier an athlete as you can find, prepares for that type of physicality, but you want to be as fresh as possible, or at least not put as much wear on your body, especially when you go down to the second half of the year. That's the only thing that concerns me, is how long can you keep that up? I mean, he's not going to do 157 yards on the ground every game, or will he?
If you let him.
I mean, exactly the point,
let him,
right?
He certainly will, but maybe you've already answered this question, but I'll ask it for posterity's sake. MJ, why will Eagles' wings be clipped? Why will this team fail? Wow. To make the playoff run that so many of us assume that they will make, leaving Philly fans to do what they do best, voice their collective displeasure with the best booze in the biz.
I will say the only scenario in which I see that happening is exactly what Willie said. They beat themselves. This is not only their division, this is their conference to lose. So as long as they keep doing what they're doing, keep everybody healthy and stay balanced, clean up those turnovers, they will not be in that scenario. But the only way they do is if they do it to themselves.
We turn now to the second seed in the NFC, the team that cares not one iota about the following. Doubts about who they have beaten and how they have done it. Questions about their quarterback. Slights on their secondary. I give you the Minnesota Vikings.
Her fate, end zone, and it is caught! Touchdown!
MJ, we will start with you this time. Why will the doubted but determined Vikings prove us all wrong and make a run to the NFC Championship game?
I mean, I'll give you two names for them, and it's what we saw on Thanksgiving, Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, and the way those pass catchers have stepped up for this team, the way they have this offense rolling. I did not forget about the backfield either. I just think the way that they've been playing, even after taking a huge loss to come back and make sure they got a win at home, it just shows the resilience, and it shows that we shouldn't be doubting this Vikings team. Not one bit. They have earned that seeding. They have earned that place of where now they're a heartbeat away from clinching their division as well. I like what I see.
Willie, why will the critics claim the last laugh here? When it is discovered that skull actually derives from an ancient Danish word meaning disappointment, and the Vikings crash out of the playoffs, one and done. Why will it happen?
The way you put it up, man. I can't say that there'll be one and done.
Okay.
No.
But I don't think that I'll see them in the NFC Championship.
Why?
The reason why is because, one, they're not a physical football team. And I saw the Dallas Cowboys, who is a really good football team, but probably not the best team in the league, go in and just dominate them on every level.
Final score 40-3. That was pretty compelling.
40-3. So I'm saying is that wasn't even a competitive game. They lost in the trenches. They wasn't physical. They took away their best players that MJ just mentioned, and it wasn't even close.
And they weren't able to make adjustments, which you preach all the time. You have to be able to make adjustments. They were unable to answer the bell.
Right. So if you can't do all those things consistently, especially now going towards the end of the season where you need to be peaking and playing your best ball, I'm just going to say I just need to see it. Like, prove it to me. Once they prove it to me, I'll shut up, but just show me.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
This is NFL Total Access, the podcast. I am your host, NFL Network senior writer Andrew Levy, and today I am joined by MJ Acosta-Ruiz and Willie McGinnis for a closer examination of each of the seven teams in the NFC playoff picture. We turn now to the third seed, a team many argue may have the most talented roster in the NFC, if not the NFL. They are the San Francisco 49ers.
They're going to give it to McCaffrey coming left. McCaffrey, touchdown!
Okay, guys, the Niners are 7-4. They have won four straight games, and they hold a tenuous one-game lead at the top of that NFC West. Willie, I will start with you.
Yes.
Why will Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G finally do what, to this point, they have been unable to do and win it all?
First of all, this team has added a lot of weaponry to the arsenal. We always said it was kind of unfair with what, you know, Kyle Shanahan already had offensively, and you go and you add more weapons, and then you got other players on that team that have stepped their game up, like Ayuk, and now you add Christian McCaffrey, who's a little banged up now, but I'm sure he'll be back. And when you talk about the versatility and the game planning, and now what you can do offensively with all those pieces, it makes it tough. And you know, this is my favorite part, when you pair it with one of the best defenses in the league. That is shutting teams out, serving donuts, getting after the quarterback, controlling the trenches, physical on the back end, got two of the best linebackers in the game. That's a tough combination to overcome. So this team is gaining momentum. I remember they went into the bye, I think they were 4-4, and we said, what's the scariest team in the league? And I think everybody said the 49ers. Now they're 7-4, and they're even scarier.
To your point, let me tell you just how scary they are, listeners. The San Francisco defense, total defense, first in the NFL. Scoring defense, first in the NFL. Rushing defense, first in the NFL. They are first in big play defense. They are first in yards per play. They are also fifth in the NFL on the offensive side at allowing sacks. Now, when I say fifth at allowing sacks, that means they are the fifth most stingiest offensive line. Thank you, Trent Williams. At keeping their guy clean. That is a deadly combination come playoff time.
Yes.
We always say that Andy Reid is probably the best play designer in the NFL. He's on that AFC side. Is Kyle Shanahan the class of the outfit on the NFC?
I will say it's between him and probably Sean McVay. I would say those two guys kind of, they can go toe-to-toe. But right now, I would say Kyle has the upper hand because he has more weapons at his disposal.
MJ, why will the move to get CMC, the decision to keep Jimmy G, and the luxury of having one of the best, if not the best defense in the NFL, still not be enough?
I would have to say that physicality comes with another side of the coin, and that's injuries. And we see guys getting banked up. You mentioned CMC. We saw Debo dealing with
cramps, a hamstring, a couple of things in that last game. Injuries have hampered this Niners team over the last couple of seasons. That has been, and no pun intended, their Achilles heel, for lack of a better phrase there. They are one of the toughest teams to go up against because they're going to beat you down. But in the process, their bodies take a beating as well. I said it earlier, at this point in the season, it's hard because you have to play your hardest football. This is playoff contention. This is the postseason. This is the time where you can really start to feel how close you are to getting to the big game. Right. So that's the only thing that concerns me, really, because on all other levels, I'm a little shook for this week. I'm a little shook for my Fins. This is going to be really tough. Now, the Dolphins, of course, have the second-ranked passing offense. Hello, Tyreek. Hello, Jalen Waddle. Third total offense. This is not going to be an easy game. It's going to be a tough one. It's a game that we deserve as football fans. I'm excited.
You're absolutely right. I love this matchup. I think this is probably the game of the week. I could only watch one game, I think I'm watching this game. And the reason why is not because of the test facing the occasionally, maybe too often doubted Miami Dolphins, but the test facing the number one defense in the NFL. I want to see what this San Francisco 49ers defense will do against the likes of Tua with that incredible RPO, underrated RPO game, his quick twitch ability, his ability to read a defense on the fly and get rid of it quickly, with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill on the outside, and with Messrs. Mostert and Wilson behind. This is a very interesting challenge for this Niners defense, and I think all of us who say that this is the most talented team in the NFC, possibly in the NFL, we're going to know a lot more at the final whistle on Sunday. Willie.
Drew, you said something about Tua and him getting the ball out quickly. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league at getting the ball out quick. So when you have a defense that can get to the quarterback quickly, that plays majority of the time, 80% almost zone, and he's got guys that can get off the ball and get into the zone probably faster than any receivers in the league.
Track me.
That is a recipe. So I would say the 49ers defensively will probably have to make some changes. That's similar to when we played against the Rams, who had by far one of the fastest teams in the league. And we had to alter what we did to kind of slow their receivers and those guys down for our front four to get there.
Will we see something similar from the Niners defense?
They're going to have to, because if they just play straight zone and sit back, those guys will find the holes and make plays.
We turn now to the fourth seed in the NFC, a team that has a losing record at 5-6. They have one of the worst rushing attacks in the history of the NFL, but they can claim two things that no one else can: the top spot in the NFC South, and the GOAT.
Play action fake, pass to the right side, caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay! Buccaneers take the lead with 9 seconds. Kate Otten, fire the cannons!
MJ, why will Willie's boy Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. do what no Jets, Bills, or Dolphins fan wants to see happen, and not only win this division, but win a home playoff game as well?
Because they're in the NFC South. I mean, that really helps them out, honestly. But you know what? To your point about Tom Brady, regardless of how rough it was at the start of the year for him, he didn't look Tom Brady-esque. There's a reason why we have these phrases about Tom, because he is the GOAT. And regardless of what he may be going through off the field, regardless of whether or not the team is gelling, you always got a chance when TB12 is under center. It does help that their division is not very strong.
When your name is Tom Brady, it doesn't matter if you're at the bottom of the league at rushing. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to say it's the running backs. If you have four linemen in and out of the rotation and starting centers out, and your right tackle is now out, Worf's. Donovan Smith has been in and out. When he has played, he's been terrible. The guard's been hurt. When your receivers have been injured, I can go down the line when three starting DBs have been out. Like, I can go down the line of some of the things that I can make excuses for, but it really doesn't matter, because everybody always points to Tom. When Tom does well and his team does well, guess who Tom points to? All his other teammates and everything else outside of himself that's going right. So you got to respect somebody that takes all the onus. And we haven't seen this, I think, by a lot of players. We've seen a player get benched because he wasn't accountable. in this league.
We know
recently.
We know the metric.
We do.
We've seen it. We've seen it from Kyler. We've seen it from Zach. I heard it this morning on the radio from our friend Daniel Jeremiah,
right,
who said it is the most simple motto in the world, and every NFL quarterback has to remember it. When things go well, it is we. When they don't, it is me.
Right.
End of story. Write it on your wrist.
Right.
That's the maxim to live by.
And we haven't seen a good Bucs team, like, consistently for a number of weeks. So, to MJ's point, the division is weak. You still got a chance. You still got guys out there that's really good football players. You still got a chance. And then you got Tom Brady, who will never quit. I don't care who he goes to war with. I've been to war with this man. He will never quit. So that's why you got to still root and not ever say or count him out of anything, because he's going to fight you with his last breath, regardless of how bad he and his team is playing.
Isn't it amazing when you pair unparalleled ability with unmatched desire? What do you get? You get Tom Brady. Let me give you another reason, NFC opponents, to fear this Bucs team. Don't let that 5-6 fool you. Don't let that division fool you. This is the 7th-ranked scoring defense in the NFL. They are tied for 3rd in the NFL at sacking opponents' quarterbacks. And on offense, because of the aforementioned Tom Brady, they are 5th-ranked passing offense in the NFL. They are tied for 2nd at keeping their guy clean. They are tied for 1st at not giving the ball away. You keep him on his feet, he keeps the ball in the right color, you've got a chance. With a defense like that and a quarterback like that and a wide receiver room that is maybe finally starting to get healthy, stay healthy, know that it's going to be on them, forget the running game. Yes, that's in the past. That's in the rearview mirror. It ain't going to happen. TB12 may be good enough to carry us over the line. However, the flip side of this argument, Willie, comes to you. In a season that kind of seems destined for failure, what will be the cause of that failure? What will be the Bucs undoing?
I would say just the consistency of guys not only staying on the field but playing at the certain level that they played at when they were the champs. I just don't see the consistency throughout throughout the players on both sides of the ball. Like, we know what they're capable of doing, but we don't see it week in and week out. And I think that's where the frustration comes in for fans or even for players on that team. They can't put it together or figure it out why it's not happening where it should.
We turn now to the 5th seed. A team that gets more attention than any one group of individuals who aren't involved with the saving of human lives should ever get. The testament to the power of advertising over execution, of Bill Folds over Will Power, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Foot in the ground, first down and more, 50. Good block from the tight end. Sideline, keep running, 10, 5, touchdown, Tony Pollard.
Willie, this team is 8-3. They have won 2 straight. They sit 2nd in the NFC East. Why will they stay there, remain the 5 seed, beat the Bucs in the first round of the playoffs in Tampa, and earn their place the following week in the NFC Championship game? Why will that happen?
Love the way you tee that up. I would say the Cowboys have finally offensively found their identity.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they have to throw the ball all over the yard, although they are capable, and we've seen them do it. And they could probably do it more with the addition of OBJ if they sign him and they add more to the receiving core. But they understand now their true identity is run the football and then open up things down the field with Dak and the receivers. Ezekiel Elliott, Pollard has stepped up and played above and beyond what we've seen. And now they have true balance. And McCarthy, as a head coach, in my opinion, has never had so much balance since he's been a head coach, even when he won a championship with the Green Bay Packers. Defensively, Dan Quinn is a head coach as a coordinator. This man has revived his defense in so many different ways, in the trenches, against the run, against turning the football over, finding different ways to get pressure. He's got a front four that's number one in the league at getting after the quarterback outside of blitzing. He has rejuvenated not only the defense, but I think this team with his energy and the way he's been able to keep this team afloat. Even when Dak wasn't there, with this defense. This defense is one of the best in the league, and they got some playmakers.
They are first in the league, as Willie mentioned, at sacking the opponent's quarterback. They are fifth-ranked defense on third down. They are first, top-ranked defense in the NFL against the pass, and second, Willie's favorite stat, they are the second-ranked scoring defense in the NFL. MJ, why will the now more than a quarter century wait for another NFL championship continue? Why will Dallas do what they, for the longest time, have done? Flatter to deceive and fall short yet again.
Every team in this division is in the playoff picture right now. And you cannot discount that. And the Eagles have separated themselves enough, at least to this point, to solidify that one seed. I think the biggest hurdle right now for them, because I think they will continue this balance and keep finding ways to win, is that this is a tightly contested division. And so that's a dangerous situation, dangerous little bubble to be in.
So can I interpret you to say, we saw what they did to the Vikings. Let's assume that they are a better team than the second seed Vikings. I don't know how they match up against the 49ers. We can get it into that another day. But I can infer from what you are saying that the reason that they will not make the Super Bowl is because of the Philadelphia Eagles. That the Eagles are the impasse, the likes of which they cannot get through, around, or over.
The Eagles built such a cushion for themselves to start the year and continue to do so and continue to fight, find ways to win. Even if it's not a pretty win, it's still a dub. And so they've given themselves that grace there at the number one seed. And they still have to face the Eagles again in week 16. So while the rest of their schedule isn't the strongest of schedules, it does have, well, the rest of their division
in it
again.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
The sixth seed in the NFC is the third team to hail from the NFC East. They have the top candidates for comeback player of the year in Saquon Barkley, for the coach of the year in Brian Daboll, and for the MacGyver team of the year, not an official award, in which they have patched together a 7-4 record with three toothpicks, two gum wrappers, and a half pint of spoiled milk.
Fires it past, batted by the Giants, incomplete. The Giants sent the blitz, and they batted it away.
MJ, why will the Giants, the New York football Giants, put this recent two-game losing skid in the rearview mirror, get back to winning ways, and finish the season where they stand right now in the playoff picture? If they do it, how will they do it?
I think it's been a tougher road for them after that week 9 bye than I was expecting. I think than a lot of people were expecting because of the way they were rolling at the top half of the season. We're playing above expectations, which is sort of where you want to be. Underrated, sort of in the shadows, but still stacking up the W's. I can see Daboll galvanizing this team to get back on the winning column and to continue to disprove people. I think the resurgence of Saquon Barkley has been brilliant. Love what I've seen from him, but they have to get back to that balanced attack. And I will say, and you know I'm the first one who gave Daniel Jones a lot of flack last year. You know what? I like what I saw from Daniel Jones. He has been doing his job. I think Daboll has sort of corrected the ship for him. You love to see it. Maybe he is the quarterback whisperer.
Willie, I'm going to cast you as the villain in this movie. Why will the Giants prove to be a better story than team and fail to even make the playoffs? Why will the best New York story since Home Alone 2 have an unhappy ending?
I just watched them.
Well, because I think, first of all, it's going to be tough to send three teams out of that division. I think the two teams, the top teams, by far is Dallas and the Eagles. I will also say that unexpectedly, they've played great football. And nobody expected them to play this caliber with guys kind of on a bubble, starting with their quarterback. Saquon Barkley not under contract going forward. They got to figure that out. A brand new GM, a brand new head coach, a brand new system on both sides of the ball, brand new defensive coordinator. And I still think this team is building. I still think this team needs time to incorporate the culture and to put all the pieces in place that they need to. I would say a couple of years. I remember when Belichick took over, we went 6-10 or 5-11. Our first year, but it took time for him to identify the core group of guys and then go draft and then bring in free agents that fit our mantra and our mindset and what we were as a team. So I think although they're making a good run and a good push, they still need to keep building, and this team is still trying to build. And I would say give it a couple years.
Translation, Mike Yam and the rest of Giants Nation. Willie says this is a good year. Potentially a great year. Certainly an unexpected and surprising year, but Willie McGinnis says this is just not the year, and it is not your year.
Nicely put.
And finally, the seventh seed in the NFC, a team that actually plays the Giants in Week 13, a team that is impossible to describe without using some form of the word or a similar word to gutsy, gritty, battling, never say die, punching above their weight class, surprising and scrappy.
Caught by Watkins, thrown to Smith. He's trying to throw it backwards. He's hit by Cam Curl. That is picked up by Casey Tuhill in the end zone. It's a defensive touchdown to end the game.
Willie, the Washington Commanders are 7-5. They have won 5 of 6 games since Taylor Heinicke took over for Carson Wentz. They have a defense that has been situational as hell. I know you like that. They have a running game that is underrated and a quarterback who may be underskilled. And yet, why will this team do what few gave them any hope of doing and finish the season where they stand right now in the playoff picture?
Nobody even thought that the Commanders would compete this year, even with Carson Wentz at the quarterback. And I think you can never, like, judge or test the heart of somebody or a team, especially when they're doubted or, you know, nobody's giving them a shot. So you started with the quarterback. I think Heinicke brings so much energy and so much belief because he's a guy that's always going to fight you till his last breath. He's going to do everything within his capabilities, his skill set, and he's going to leave it all out there on the football field. Why? I mean, that's hard not to rally behind. Mm-hmm. That's hard not to want to go out and play your best. This is a good football team. They do need some work. They do need some pieces, but this is a solid, well-coached, hard-nosed, physical team, like you said, that will scratch and fight to the end. And when you start to look around, they spent a lot of money on defense. That's why this defense is really good. So they've got pieces on the defense to compete and do what they need to do. Offensively, they're still trying to figure it out in certain positions. They've added to the receiver position. The running backs, it seems like, can't really stay healthy and on the football field. But when they are, they're very, very good. And the quarterback situation now is probably not ideally their franchise guy, but he's their best chance of winning football games. And why wouldn't you ride with him? Because of who he is and what he stands for.
MJ, love the lucid, compelling argument that Willie gave. I'm going to take that home with me tonight with a smile on my face. But we have to ask the question on the other side of reality.
Yeah.
Why will my D.C. House of Hope prove to be a Maryland House of Cards?
No.
Why will history win yet again and prevent every team from a single division from making the playoffs? Why will I enter this NFL playoff season, as I do most NFL playoff seasons, as an ostensible neutral?
I just think they haven't been doing enough offensively. They really need to punch it up. I mean, they're right behind the Giants as a 23rd ranked total offense in the league, 30th in big plays. They need way more than that to contend down the stretch, especially if they're trying to make it to the postseason. I mean, these are juggernauts that are going to be playing in the playoffs. And with the way they're playing right now, they're doing enough to get the dubs. Yes, but you need way more than that in this league, certainly this season.
I want to thank MJ and Willie, who have done today what they always seem to do when our paths cross. They leave me a smarter football fan. I want to thank both of you for that. On tomorrow's show, please join us. How the Bengals can beat the Chiefs and probably will. And how MJ's Dolphins can beat the 49ers and definitely will. Woo! Till then, ciao for now. NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.